Prayers for Mother's Day, A Prayer for Restoration by Deb Weekly. Let's pray. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you so much for who you are. You are the God of restoration. Thank you, Lord, for the authority of the believer. Lord Jesus, you have given us authority. You've given us so much authority, Lord. Help us to dive deep into this authority that we have as believers. Help us not to allow the enemy to steal from us any longer. Lord, today is the day when we stand up and we take back what the enemy has stolen in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. John 10:10. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Mama, Jesus said that your enemy, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He is a thief and a liar. He will steal whatever he can from you and keep stealing until you, in your God-given authority, take it back. What have you lost? Relationships, health, money, time, favor, opportunities, your peace? Stand up and take it back. Has the devil set about to confuse your child or to cause rebellion in their heart? Take him or her back. They belong to you and not the devil. Take it all back in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak out and use the word and your words to declare full and complete restoration today. Keep declaring until you get it all back. Pray this prayer with me. Lord, you know everything that the enemy has stolen from me. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am pursuing total restoration of my money, time, opportunities, health, and relationships, and I will, without fail, recover all. Don't stop with this one prayer. Write out the following declarations from Kenneth Copeland and speak them out every day. I do. Every morning, my husband Randy and I speak out these powerful prayers. And last week, he told me that I needed to share them with you here at Help Club because you need to pray them too. So here you go. Here's the prayers, mamas. I declare in the name of Jesus, the favor of God in my life restores everything the enemy has stolen from me. I declare in the name of Jesus, I expect great victories in the face of great impossibilities. I declare in the name of Jesus, I have found the thief and he must restore to me 7 times what he stole. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am pursuing total restoration of my money, time, opportunities, health, and relationships, and I will, without fail, recover all. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. I expect blessings to chase me down and overtake me. Every tongue that rises against me will be shown to be in the wrong. No weapon formed against me, my finances, my health, my family, or my ministry will ever prosper. I declare in the name of Jesus, God is turning my situation around right now. As I obey him and praise him with a grateful heart, my faith and trust in him is opening the door for a total and complete restoration of everything that has been stolen. I declare in the name of Jesus, I am more than a conqueror. I am not only recovering everything that has been stolen from me, but I am going to a new level beyond that in Jesus' name. As you speak these declarations over your life, let their truth permeate your spirit. Resolve only to speak victory over your situation from this day forward. Then listen for the direction of the Holy Spirit. He will lead and guide you to where you can reclaim everything that has been stolen. Mama, God is in the restoration business, and he will restore to you what was stolen and more. When God restores, he will always give you more than you had in the first place. Ask him today to do more than you can ask or imagine. I am praying for you, Mama. With much love, Deb and the Help Club for Moms team. And I just want to share a personal little commentary here. Guys, if we only understood the authority that we have as believers, our lives would be so different. I don't know. I was talking with my husband today. We were coming back from church, and I was just telling him the one thing that I think about when I get to heaven, the only thing that, I mean, there's obviously a lot of things that I would probably regret, you know, if I had not done certain things or done certain things. And when I got to heaven, if I didn't have the faith or whatever, I know I would regret that. But the one thing I really would regret is learning I had all this authority and power and I didn't use it. I didn't know how to use it. That is the thing. I want to know how to use my authority. And so I have been diving into it. I've been learning about it. And these prayers from Kenneth Copeland's ministries have really helped me. And there are things in my life that the enemy has stolen from me, and I want them back. And I love that scripture in Proverbs that says, when the thief has been caught, he must pay back seven times what he has stolen. And if you look back in Exodus 22, it talks about God's law of restoration and how when you take an oxen, you have to replace it with, you know, if a thief takes an oxen, he has to replace it with, I think it's like five cattle or something like that. But guys, God will restore more to you. It is his principle. His principle is to multiply and give more. You can't outgive God. He is good. He is not the one that stole from you. It is the devil. And you know what else it says in that scripture? It said, though it cost him all he has, he'll have to repay. And so let's pray right now. Lord, I pray for my dear one listening today. Lord, I pray that she would just start researching what she has as the believer's authority in Christ. Lord, that she would learn these things, that she is seated with Christ in the heavenly places, that because of Christ, when he died and rose again and was, and God gave him power over all dominions, everything, if no matter what, Jesus has power over everything. And because of that, because we are in Christ, we have power over the devil. He is nothing to us. The word says that these are the signs that will accompany those who believe. They will cast out demons in my name. And so right now, we say, Satan, in Jesus' name, we command you to leave my friend, her family, her children, her husband, her marriage, her finances, her health, her job, her ministry, her friendships, anything. You must leave her in Jesus' name. And we declare and decree complete and total restoration of everything that the enemy has stolen from her and her family. And we just can't wait to see how you're going to repay her and restore to her sevenfold what has been stolen from her, Lord. You are going to give her so much more. Let her stand in her faith as your daughter and in the word of God and stand up and not take any more of this from the enemy and tell him to leave her family in Jesus' name. I pray that she would walk through her house, pray over her rooms. She would tell the devil to leave her home. She would tell the devil to leave her family. And I pray that she would stand up with her authority in Christ and declare and decree and say these declarations and take back what the enemy has stolen, that she would no longer be deceived by him telling her that it's her fault or whatever it is. We all sin. I know we all sin, God. We all make mistakes. But Lord, I do declare and decree that any spirit of condemnation that is attacking her, in Jesus' name, you must go. I declare and decree any just evil, demonic spirits, any type of spirits attacking her or her family, they must leave in Jesus' name. And we know that when we say that at the name of Jesus, they cannot stand. They can't keep attacking us. And so, Lord, we thank you for the powerful name of Jesus, and we declare and decree it right now over her life and her situation. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you guys, and I'm praying for you to start just do a word search, learning, you know, Google it. What is my authority in Christ? Look up your identity in Christ. There's some great scriptures that Neil T. Anderson has. And it's just all the things that you have because of your identity in Christ. Just look those up. Look up all those scriptures. Write them out in your journal. Guys, we have got to be standing on the Word of God because that is what will bring about change. And when you start to learn things like God's law of restoration, you know, when you start to bring this before the Lord, you're bringing your case before the high courts of heaven. And you are saying, God, I have had all these things stolen from me, and I declare and decree that the thief has been caught and he must pay me back. And you are declaring it to God, and God will take up your case. And don't let the devil lie to you and say that he won't, because he will. He will take up your case and he will make it up to you. What does he say in the Word in the book of Joel? I will restore the years the locusts have eaten. So whatever years, whatever things that the enemy has stolen from you, God says he will restore them. And don't forget the first part. I love this. The first part in the Word of the first four letters of restore and restoration is rest. And that just says that you can declare and decree them, and you stand and rest. You do not have to worry about it anymore. You keep praying them, and you keep resting and letting God work. Because when we start to work, God rests. But when we rest, God works. Do you understand? We have to let God work in these situations, and he will take your hands off of the situation. Give up control to the Lord and say, God, I just can't wait to see you do exceedingly abundantly above all that I could ask or imagine. I can't wait to see how you're going to turn this relationship around. I can't wait to see how you're going to turn my finances around. I can't wait to see the doors you're going to open and how you're going to fix things and turn my child's heart to you. I can't wait to see it. Guys, remember what we talked about a while back where we said, where I looked up in the Blue Letter Bible, where in that scripture that says that the tongue has the power of life and death. And that word life in the Hebrew means springtime. So when you are speaking life, when you are declaring truths from God's word over your life, you are speaking springtime. And what is in springtime? It's buds. It's beauty. It's vegetation. It's blessings. It's favor. When you speak out words of life over your life and you say, God, I don't know how you're going to fix it, but I know you're going to fix it. I don't know how you're going to restore it, but I know you're going to restore it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When you declare, when you speak out the word of God, that God is going to make it up to you. Even you can speak as what Jehoshaphat said, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Even if you just woke up and said that every morning, God, I don't know what to do, but my eyes are on you. You are declaring a truth from God's word and you are speaking life over your situation. And you, oh my goodness, you guys, you're going to see God work. So I would love to hear how God answers these prayers. I pray them every single day with my husband, and I can't wait to see what God does in my life, and I can't wait to see what God does in your life, and I would love to hear about it. Please email me at deb@helpclubformoms.com, deb@helpclubformoms.com, because I would love to hear your testimony. I would love to hear your story about how God restored something that the enemy stole from you. Have a great week. We're praying for you. God loves you so much. He is so good. He has such good things for you. Don't believe the lies of the enemy telling you that he doesn't have good things for you. You always have hope with Jesus. You always have good things from Jesus. He is a good God and he is with you. I love you. Have a great week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening.